The rain comes down and washes all the walls. The roof is leaky, the weather is rough, and loosens the architect's most skillful work. Ecclesiastes 10:18. Because of laziness the building decays, and through idleness of hands the house leaks. This is the only verse in the Bible where the word for idleness occurs in this form. The verse portrays the image of a house which falls into ruin for lack of needful repairs. It speaks of the decay that we can guarantee will overtake a kingdom whose rulers are often given to avoidance of exertion and excessive indulgence in pleasantries, or what Paul called dissipation in Ephesians 5:18. As to ourselves, when we neglect to attend to maintenance and repairs which require our attention, like prayer, reading the Word of God, studying to understand what the Lord is talking about, and participating in theological studies and conversations, if we don't practice these things, our own house, our own heart and mind will soon be revealed as rafters which are sinking, timbers starting to sag, and a leaking roof where the cold drip has a knack of always dripping down our back. We each require maintenance. Some who are idle and slack might say about their leaky roof, "Oh, it's raining. I can't fix it now." And when it stops raining, they say, "Oh, it's not leaking anymore. There's no point in fixing it." When we don't study the Word of the Lord for ourselves, we don't have our own answers. We have someone else's answers, and that simply won't do. If our pockets are full of someone else's answers, living on someone else's revelation, when we are pressed to answer a question of our faith, from our mouth will come white noise, confused answers, and muddled replies. Church, we must do the work ourselves to know God. You can't get into heaven based on my relationship with Jesus. You enter of your own merits and will receive a reward born of the diligence of your own life. You cannot fly with my wings. You must have your own. I have become pretty convinced so much of the white noise from the church in America is a result of not having tended to their own spiritual well-being. Amos 6, 3-6. Who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. When Scripture mentions the phrase, to drink wine from bowls, it is an idiom meaning those who could typically care less about the troubles of others, whose ultimate interest is their own pleasures. Oh, they make a good face and ooh and ah appropriately, but as far as extending themselves to help, it's just a vacuum, white noise, and the faint sound of crickets. Friends, I do believe it is a great offense to God when His church is in affliction and we are not grieved about it, nor do we take it seriously. So many seem more interested in their house in the cul-de-sac, the place at the lake, their comfort and being at ease, possibly at the expense of others. The longer our hearts are at ease, and we lounge on our high-end furniture, anointing ourselves with the best perfumes, the longer we spend time learning to sweep our long robes in the presence of dignitaries. But yet our lives are sagging due to hands which do no maintenance. Our mouths become filled with white noise. Where are you, O sleeper? Arise from your slumber, wake up and get to your feet, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.